Today's Mishnah in Masechet Peah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is the beginning of Perek Daled. So Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph. Now, as we know, the Torah says, Le'ani ve'lager ta'azov otam. Ta'azov otam means keep your paws off of it. So this is very different than Ma'aser Ani, when you're supposed to give Aniim Ma'aser. Over here, it says just leave it. It's not your business. Now that means that you don't take that peah. It says, lo techalel pa'at sadecha. You can't take off that peah. And that means that the ones who take that peah are dafka, the aniyim that the peah is meant for. And therefore, there's a din of aziva. You don't harvest it. Of course, if you did harvest it, we have the mitzvah saseh of la'aniv la'geret ha'zov otam. But you're not supposed to harvest it, and you're being over an Isser, even though there's an assay to be metaken the Isser. Fine. But there's cases where they're not, that is not true. And those cases are where there's danger involved for the aniyim to allow them to harvest it themselves. So in such cases, you are supposed to actually make sure that they are not exposed to any type of sakana. And the question is where exactly this comes from. I mean, if the Torah says not to do it, so where do we have actually a heter to do things differently as if it is your business? And where all of a sudden I have to worry about it. So the question, that question is doesn't have a clear answer that I can find, because if it really is an Isser D'oraisa, so then I don't know how we have a right to change it. As we're going to see in this mission, we change it under certain circumstances. I haven't found a clear-cut explanation, unless you learn that the Ta'azov Otam means they should be left to be doing things that are for them. And if it's not going to be for them, in the end, it's going to maybe subject them to broken necks. I don't know. I didn't find a befeirsh heter.
Rabbi, would the mitzvah of ma'akeh play in here? I have responsibility that nobody gets hurt on my property.
No. Ma'akeh is where, you know, it's a place that's meant to go up to here. Okay, I don't know. Maybe. It's an interesting thought, but as I say, I haven't seen anywhere a real purish on it. So, but there are cases where it's dangerous, where you don't leave it mechuber lekarka. Where would that be? Bidalit uvedekel. So let's say you've got a vine that's on a trellis. Now those trellises are not very strong. So imagine a situation. If it says tazovotam means tazovotam, let them fight it out. I mean, they're going to be fighting. You have 50 people here and everybody's tearing at each other's hair. I mean, if they try climbing up on a trellis, it's probably going to collapse with them on it. And if they're going to climb up a palm tree that doesn't have any branches, I mean, it's very smooth, then somebody's going to get killed if it's competitive. So because of that, in such cases, the Baal HaBayit is Morid. He should be the one who takes it down. What's even more surprising is that he should be Michalek La'aniyin, that he gives it out. Now, where does that come from? Okay, so some taina, which is a very, very shvacha kind of maisa, but they bring a raya from the lashon of the pasuk, and there's a mashma'ut in the mashma'ut in the braita, that the meaning of ta'azov otam is otamata ozev, which is the sadecha. So otamata ozev, but there are others that you're not ozev. So that would be a remez that there's cases where you don't leave it, and then we use our seichel to say, what are those cases? Those are cases where they're going to be damaged. But we're going to see later on that they can actually vote that you should not be tazov otam, and that is not explained by the fact that the Torah gives you otam and not others. I mean, to say that it refers to sakon, I understand, but like that you could take a vote to be, tell the guy to be mevater on his mitzvah, and that if the aniyim tell you you know, we want you to take it down because we're going to get hurt. We're a bunch of old people over here, that then you could take it down. I mean, what happened to the mitzvah of the Tazov? I don't quite understand where we get the idea that this is something that's sort of a lechatchila, but it's not meant to actually be a specific chiyuv. I don't understand. Another thing is this issue. Why be mechalik it? Why not take it down and then throw it on the ground and let them fight it out the way they would fight out anything else? So the mashma'ut in the Yerushalmi is that this is a takana. Because we're afraid if the guy is supposed to put it down and leave it for them, he may put it in a place where a relative of his has easier access to. And we don't want him to be able to define anything that would give a prejudice, a prejudicial kind of chalukah. So Mimela, we're mechayev him to actually hand it out, but he cannot make decisions as to whom to hand it out. That's what the mashma'ut is in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it's not only, oh, I should also mention, by the way, that the Gemara ends up with a teiku about, is this a din in the actual chefza of the halacha of peah, so that there's a different chiyuv of peah on things like this from the beginning, and therefore there never was a mitzvah? If that's the case, then it helps a little bit to understand it better, that things that are cannot be left to the aniyim don't have lechatchila the whole mitzvah of leaving it, la'ani v'lakir ta'azov, or is it the same kind of, the chiyuv of peah is the same, except that we have this idea of ta'azov otam and not others. That the Gemara raises the possibility. It doesn't seem to define in the end exactly how to understand it. So the Mishnah raises all kinds of issues, which I'm sorry to say I can't really give you a yesodistic understanding in it, because I don't have it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, after chalikei egozim, there are very smooth nut trees, and those kind of trees are dangerous to climb. Not as dangerous as a palm tree that doesn't have any branches, but still it's very smooth and easy to lose your grip on. So even that is considered to be a you should do it and they shouldn't do it. Now, we don't paskin like this. So again, like, where do we exactly define this new issue of otam and not others? How dangerous is it supposed to be? You see, the whole thing is just seems so unclear if we really need to be semich on a pasuk for it. So what's the understanding, the difference of Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama about an analysis of how dangerous? What does that mean? How many people are supposed to break their neck out of every 100? I mean, like, what exactly is the basis? My momish don't understand. Now, there's another issue.
Maybe is there not just a mix of accessibility, of make it easy for them, that the owner of the field has to make it accessible, easy, safe for them to collect?
Well, maybe. Maybe. And what Alon is suggesting, which will help in the next piece, Alon is suggesting that Tazov Otam doesn't mean leave it lying in the field necessarily. It means leave it to them. La'aniva lager. That would be very good. That's a nice approach. So then, if that's the case, then they would even be able to take a vote. Leave it to them. Meaning, leave it to them to decide. I didn't even think of that. That's a great approach, Alon. I like that. So then the thing would mean, that would explain the next piece in the Mishnah. Afilu tish'im v'tish'a. So you got 100 people there. 99 people vote to give it out. And the other, a single person, who is a very shvacha person, and he says, he's a very powerful person, and he says, lavoz. So he's the guy that we listen to. Lavoz means fight it out. You know, okay, this guy's a schlub, and he's ready to roll over everybody else, but we listen to him. Because shamar kahalacha. Because, again, the simple meaning of tazov is to leave it on the ground. So there, this idea, even if it's the Alon's idea, is only understandable as if that's what they want, but not if some want, and therefore, I don't care how many people say to do it that way. And therefore, this leads us into the next Mishnah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beit, although in some Mishnayos these are actually all one Mishnah. Whereas when it comes to Bedalit Ubedekel Enokin, the vote, when it comes to the cases we were talking about in the previous Mishnah, where you're talking about a trellis, you're talking about a palm tree, which is dangerous, then you don't go according to the one guy who insisted that he wants to be able to be lavoz. Here, it's actually the opposite. Even if there's 99 guys out of 100 that are saying, we want to fight it out, just leave it up there. You know, don't keep your paws off of it. And there's one guy who's schwach, and it's going to be very hard for him. He's an old man. He can't climb or whatever. And he says, no, no, this guy should give it out to us. Lezeh shomim she'amar kehalacha. So again, you know, we'd have to do a little bit of fancy playing with Alon Svara and say that Anivelager means the umdana of the Anivelager and so on would be what you're supposed to do. And then, nonetheless, if everybody says to do it the other way, so then I left it to the Anivelager and they all said to do otherwise, you know? So that would be the way we'd have to finesse. We'd have to finesse Alon's Svara a little bit in order to get this clear.
Rabbi, I'm just thinking of the pasuk Ephes Atzur V'Azuv, where Azuv has a sense, if I'm not mistaken, of being supportive. In which case, Ta'azovotam doesn't just mean abandon, it means supply it, or give it.
Wow. That's ingenious. Wow. Wow. I never thought of that one, I'm telling you. Boy, it's a good thing that I'm able to learn these Mishnayos with people that can teach me. Wow, that's a fast. I never saw anybody even suggest such a thing. Gee. That's crazy. Yeah, the Ozev, the Chomot Yerushalayim means to build them, to strengthen them. So
it always bothered me the other way. I said, what do you mean? I thought it had the opposite meaning. No, it means supportive. Okay, so then you're also supportive.
Yeah, Mamash, that's what the pasuk means. Wow. That's great. Okay, anyway, boy, I got to put all of this stuff in my pipe and smoke it. I'm overwhelmed, so I'll stop here. And Bezrat Hashem will continue tomorrow. Yeah, maybe I should start every day saying I don't have the slightest idea what this Mishnah means. And then I've actually learned.
Well, I've actually never heard Rebbe say that ever. So okay, thank you. I guess my Bonet and myself's chevrut is paying off after a year or so.
Okay, call to everyone. Very exciting. Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.